This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Vincent Pablisi on today, and he is a buddy of mine. We've been in some great groups together, but he's got a really cool story. I've had the opportunity to read his book months and months ago, endorsed by Seth Godin, who shares bracingly honest, direct, and powerful. Here are useful lessons from the trenches. And the book is called Freelance to Freedom, The Roadmap for Creating a Side Business to Achieve Financial, Time, and Life Freedom. Vincent, man, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Pleasure.
If we've got somebody listening goes, you know what, I wish I was making more. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at, and I don't have the time, and I'm not sure if I'm using my talents the best way. What are some ways for somebody to dig in and do some self-reflection and say, what are a few next steps that I can take immediately if I'm listening?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing is, and it sounds so cliche and kind of superficial, but it's your money. Like, what I've found is I coach a lot of people on this, and it's amazing how many people that make $125,000 and are scraping by. And that, but they hate their job and they want to do something else, but they need to make $125,000. I'm like, no, you don't. And they're like, yeah, I do. And then we go through it. Like, what if, and I call it the fruit in the book, your food, your residence, your utility, your insurances, and your transportation, your car. Like, put those things together, plus a little bit of entertainment. What number is that? And whenever they do that, everybody that I coach, essentially, it's half of the number that they think it is.
Wow.
And that's when I look at them and they go, where is that money going? And I'm like, that's what you have to tell me. And when you can describe that, and then they have that eye-opening moment, and they go, wait a second, that's really 60 grand, not 120 grand. I'm like, right. So you don't need 120 grand. You've changed your needs to wants, or your wants to needs. Like, all of a sudden ballet is a need when it used to be a want, and now it's kind of to the budget. So it's like, that was the thing that we figured out. When you can control your money, now, if you could, like today, we could live off of 35 grand if we needed to. That makes business very easy. Right. We've never had to, but we can. And so I don't have this impression that I need $90,000 or 150 to live. So with no debt, if I could make it on 35 grand a year, that's very easy to make if I have the time to do it, and beyond, and double, and then 10 times it.
Great advice, and the fruit, and maybe a little entertainment. And I guess you're right. The things that we put in the must-have categories are things that really are wants. And maybe one or two isn't a big deal, but it starts to add up. And there's so many of them in our lives, we don't really even look at them anymore as wants.
Yeah, exactly. And then so you have that. And then what I learned, like what my dad taught me, I had a skill, but I wasn't using it correctly. And it's like, okay. And what I noticed is everybody does. That we kind of beat down, you know, we're really good at a job, but our boss treats us like crap, so we don't think we're very valuable, even though we're pretty valuable because they're hiring us to do it. Now, can you take that same skill that you do for them and you're underappreciated and make five times as much on your own doing it in some ways? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money to start with, but if you start making $500 or $100,000 a month and you start reducing the stuff that you're spending, now all of a sudden, life is starting to get a little brighter. It's like, wait a second. Now, if I only need 40 grand to live on and I'm starting to make 20 grand on the side, that bridge is getting really, you know, you're getting over that bridge. Mm-hmm. And then, but I mean, those numbers could be higher or lower, whatever it is. But then you start realizing I have much more control over my life than I realized. And I could do this on my own. Because if they're willing to pay me for this, I'm probably skilled enough to do this on my own.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.